So I got a story to share. I hope it's useful. I was in Publix today with my daughter. We had a, well, I was going to say we had a lovely shopping trip, but that only gets about half of it. I was totally depressed walking around in the store for a minute. And I'm like, this will pass. And then it passed soon enough. And then we get out into the parking lot, and I see there's a guy walking around asking people for money. And that used to trigger me, man. I got triggered off. I used to hate people trying to ask for money or anything like that. I fell down, Tom, by the way. But now I'm grateful. Yeah, I saw the guy. I'm like, good, come on over to me, baby. Nobody else wants to talk to you, but I'll talk to you. So he comes over to me. He's got a handful of pennies. And he's like, I just want to eat. I'm like, how may I help you? He's like, you give me something? I'm like, sure. And I gave him 40 bucks. I'm like, I got $600 in my wallet. And the man's like trying to get a bus fare and trying to get something to eat, walking around asking people for stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'm happy to help. And that's a big difference from how I used to be, because I used to take it personal. I used to not feel very good about money myself. So if anybody asked me for money, well, how dare you? It's like you're breaking the rules of the game. You can't go around and just ask people for money. You got to go to work and all that BS. But now I'm like, hey, I have a wonderful life, and I'm happy I got money to help other people out. So that's a little story for you today. Yeah, that's why I do the streams. I try and help people out. There's, if anything, just to know there's a different way you can look at stuff. Like, I see some homeless person walking up to me now, I get all excited. I'm like, yes, let's talk. What do you got to say? Let's hear it. I'm ready to talk. Like, oh, yeah.